Most of us are other people. What gives us our contours are wads of paper, like the stuffing in an old-fashioned doll. Sometimes the paper is on fire. Sometimes it's smoldering. The smoke confuses the senses and attracts passers-by, like gods to a sacrifice. It's not that hard to bat the bags around into different shapes, like planets. Our shapes depend upon gravity and the speed with which we travel and what holds us to the center. What links a body to its desires? How does the universe know where to stop? Part of me isn't real. It's like an artificial limb or a mirror flat shapes can inhabit with nothing behind them, engendering others and passing out of the picture. Contrary to expectation, it is the part that most resembles an animal, but it also looks like a doorway, a curtain, an open book. Escaping its bounds, it breaks out into creation and rambles off. Eventually, it comes to be represented by oaths and curses. I wouldn't exist without it. It distracts everyone as I go about my real work. Everybody seems to go home every day, so it can't be that hard to get used to. If there's no necessary connection between things and words, between people and their names, this kind of strips home of some of its sweetness. But you still have these dreams. When we say the light is dark, it isn't difficult to see what we mean. The light comes from within the sentence. The dark also comes from within the sentence. The light lights the way, but it's the dark that makes things visible. If the fog on the mirror means a man is alive, isn't that condensation a more interesting image than his reflection? And why does the mirror get so little credit? It is just as necessary as breath. Sleep itself isn't sleeping. Is always awake. Stop to rest and drop burden consisting of heavens onto the surface of the primeval water where it will stay till you pass on. Enough time will prevent time passing. No one, no collection of persons, no authority can establish the limit. The limit itself establishes the limit. The limit is responsible for whatever is within the limit. On the one hand, there is everything, and then there is the limit. Language becomes more interesting when it is stripped of its articles, as people become more interesting when they're stripped of their clothes. But it becomes harder to tell them apart. If you could really merge body and soul with another human being, it would make your address book very hard to understand. A chemical reaction. Something and nothing exchange places, eventually exchange natures. It takes a really long time. It is hard even to name emptiness. We are still arguing over whether that was the right word to call it by. It moves faster than being, so it's hard to keep up with. Break the bones open, and countless minute, entirely distinct bones appear. In the bloodstream are millions of drops of blood, though they only seem to appear on their way out of the body. Everyone says your character is written there, though you wouldn't know it to look. Snapping a twig, we should reveal ashes and smoke caught within, and tiny hidden flames. The punishment for hunger is to be fed. Mountains and valleys have to be drawn up and accounted for. The center is everywhere, somewhere near the pit of your stomach. Matter. Cemeteries of matter, urns, ovules, clouds, and fringes of accumulating matter, developing wells and depressions, the rack's backward action pulling the frigate into one rigged piece. The breakfast shared with alien intentions, outfitted in spirit, and revisiting all the haunts the body magnetized with its presence, like a Halloween costume one size fits all, like skywriting, like snow. On the paths, footprints carefully arranged to give the impression of fearful anticipation, the cigarette stubs smoked down to just the right length, the right petals picked off the flowers on the shrubs, all the right facts concocted. Like an impression on wax, blank circles of credit, where once arbors were planted, stalling the winds where they entered, dispensing the future in small handfuls, packing the past in loose earth. That's where the flowers come from, and they want to return there. Time moves faster now because things don't last as long. Man objects to man's disemboweling man, man's baking man in little oven, man's stealing into man's brainwaves, to excise man's fancy of man at incorrectly determined root. Takes aim at offending concept, loses shaft, misses the point completely, taking more careful aim, misses it further, and taking more careful aim, misses it further still. We're all in this together, is motto engraved around sides of deluxe space-age swimming pool you can't see outside of for now. One side is mountains and cliffs, one side is all clouds, and in the center is the idea of the wilderness, signified by birds of prey. Only they have their own names now, only I don't know the names. In a moment of ecstasy, they lower the monument into the ground after the flowers and the dead. If you choose to go back to Earth as a human being and live again, you can do so. You can live a second life on Earth, or live in the form of those who walk on the light, or in the form of an animal, if you choose. Moon in the sky corresponds to moon in the water, has to learn from brush strokes how to achieve perfect form, including scars and pitting. Send them off with a handshake, and good luck on your project of developing phases that will indicate the force of gravitational pull. Factory system is imposed on weather, so much sunshine and rain to be turned out, or more compliant elements may be found to replace you. The tedium is employed as an adhesive, to assemble the spectacle of its own history, the vine-decked palaces, the individual ticking of up-to-the-moment timepieces, enchanted by their own regularity, as if that counted for anything. Of all the characters stamped by the die's action, we alone survive to express irritation. The rope feels the chafing for us, leaving an image behind. People talk about it for ages, then they go back and talk about it all over from another point of view. This goes on forever. Then, after that, it goes on forever and the other forever and the other forevers beyond. The words that they use to describe us rebel and will not assent to signification. They find other words, which turn out to be surprisingly sympathetic to the previous word's position. They consider this an impasse, but it becomes a manageable state of affairs before they even notice. Eventually, though it's nobody's job, someone has to take responsibility for inventing opposites, like bodies floating up from the bottom of a pool to form reflections. A wide variety of points of view is grafted onto nature, and things more or less hold together, jostling up against each other like rowboats when they're docked. Space has to be allowed to remain hollow and saturated with conflicting intentions, which doesn't leave much room for new ideas. The individual parts of the system cannot communicate with each other, however close they come, nor by their speed or aim reduce by even a hair's breadth the distance still to be covered. Born into this climate, mortal and real impositions, our friends and relations, heading away from the core of this venture, but never approaching its reach, continue with no hope of closure. All harmless and trusting, they fall away constantly, in endless consecutive moments, into the blue heavens, under the earth, we among others among them, where we move, here, scanning the open skies in all directions, searching their wakes as they shift farther and farther away from our own small circuit, wondering whether they'll ever return. I don't know. I don't think so.